This is Tom Rowe with the local news for Sunday, August 31st, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. This week, publisher Mark P. Vinciguerra of Columbia Green Media launched the River Chronicle, a weekly newspaper covering Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Tivoli, Rhinecliff, and Germantown, an area now covered by the Daily Freeman. Quote, the inaugural issue is the direct result of advisory group meetings held with citizens, business owners, school and government officials, and various segments of the communities. River Chronicle is mailed to more than 9,400 households in these communities, and another 1,000 will be available at various locations for pickup. It is free, which is another first for Columbia Green Media, unquote, Vinciguerra said. The first issue has a web page with a few local stories and stock quotes running over with HTML errors. You can read the River Chronicle at a link at newsroom.wgxc.org. The Daily Freeman reports that Netherlands-based artist Jeannie van Heeswijk has been selected for the first Keith Haring Fellowship in Art and Activism, according to the Center for Curatorial Studies and the Human Rights Project at Bard College. The Keith Haring Fellowship at the college is a cross-disciplinary annual visiting fellowship for a scholar, activist, or artist to teach and conduct research at both the Center for Curatorial Studies and the Human Rights Project at Bard. Jeannie van Heeswijk gets a one-year appointment starting in September. Van Heeswijk is a visual artist who creates context for interaction in public spaces. Her projects distinguish themselves through a strong social involvement with her work. Van Heeswijk stimulates and develops cultural production and creates new public meeting spaces or remodels existing ones. The Haring Fellowship was established to allow distinguished leaders in the field to investigate the role of art as a catalyst for social change. You can see that full story at the Daily Freeman. Today is Sunday, August 31st, 2014, and National Weather Service in Albany predicts showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after noon and before 2 a.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain, should be mostly cloudy otherwise with a high near 79 and a low around 65. Monday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 81 and a low around 67. Tuesday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 86. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM 8.